There's a change in the climate. There's a change in the air. Changes are happening everywhere. Are we ready to notice? Do we dare to be aware? How can we change the atmosphere and show that we care?
Welcome back to Eco Talk, and you're listening to the music of Sharon Nebru, who wrote that song originally for this mother of all environmental issues, climate change. And people are aware, and people are starting to pay attention for so many reasons. And to find out more about what's taking place in Montreal this week, we're going to find out about an exciting development, what Fortune 500 companies are doing, because it's clear we can't let our government lead the way. And it seemed for a long time it wasn't going to come from industry, from business, but that's starting to shift. To tell us more about that is Jennifer Lakey. She's Director of Business Engagement and Deputy Director of the World Resource Institute's Climate, Energy, and Pollution Program. That's a mouthful, but what you have announced this week is exciting. So tell us what's up.
Great. Thanks, Betsy. The Green Power Market Development Group, which is one of the projects that we run through World Resources Institute, has 13 corporate members in the United States, and they're announcing 185 megawatts of new green power purchases. This is their fourth year of doing renewable energy purchasing in the United States, and they're now up to 360 megawatts total, which is the size of a small coal plant.
And tell us which companies are leading the way.
Well, there are a number of companies that I'd like to highlight because they're leading to today's announcement. And some of them include folks like NatureWorks, which many folks may not have heard about. But these folks have now purchased renewable energy in the form of wind farm renewable energy certificates to offset their emissions for their operations. They manufacture plastics out of corn. It's a really interesting story. So from cradle to grave, they're trying to get all renewable products in their line.
I just want to say I love their product. It's utensils that are compostable, biodegradable, which would replace all these plastic forks and spoons and knives that will be in the landfill forever. And I think they also have dishes as well.
Right. They have a whole variety of fibers that you can make out of it. You can make carpeting out of it and cloth out of it. It's a remarkable product. And then there are folks like Johnson & Johnson, who are currently, I'd say, the national leader in renewable energy purchasing. They've got a number of solar PV panels on their roofs. They're purchasing about 28% of their annual U.S. electricity consumption from renewable energy. It's a tremendous success story for the company, and they're doing it in cost-competitive terms.
Great, and no coincidence that you're announcing this in Montreal as the world focuses on what in the world do we do about climate change.
That's right. And one of the things that we're announcing today is that this group is joined by a number of companies in Europe to form a new sister program to encourage renewable energy projects and purchases in the EU as well.
Thanks, Jennifer. If you can just stand by, I want to bring in our next guest, also checking in from Montreal, or on his way to Montreal, I should say. It's Ted Glick. He is the co-founder of a group called USA Join the World, also co-founder of another climate change campaign. Ted, tell us about it. What led up to this point in terms of the formation of USA Join the World? I like that name. It says it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Over the course of this year, since the spring, there have been a number of groups that have been coming together here in the United States and indeed coming together internationally for actions that are happening today all around the world. There are 30 countries where there are demonstrations, rallies, conferences, various events under the theme of the need to deal with global warming now and to take serious action now. In the United States, there are at least 60 to 65 localities where actions are happening that we know of. There may be more that we don't know of. We think that there are many different ways that we have to deal with this crisis. One of them that we think is essential is essentially movement building. We have to be out there visibly calling for, demanding, urging, pleading, imploring our government officials, and for that matter, businesses, all of us as individuals, to take this seriously and to take appropriate action. In terms of our federal government, the name says it all. The U.S. is literally obstructing the process of the world trying to deal with this issue. We think climate criminals is not too strong a word for what is happening in Washington, D.C. with the current administration in power. Fortunately, there are others, including within the Republican Party, who do appreciate the seriousness of this crisis and are trying to make action happen. We think that's a good thing. We're trying to push that along and to build the kind of a grassroots movement that can do what the civil rights movement did as far as civil rights and voting rights, that can do what the peace movement did during the Vietnam War in terms of leading to an end of that war, and as many other major movements have done. That's what we are working to help build, and we think this December 3rd Day of Action today is an important initiation of that effort.
And tell us, Ted, what's the best case scenario? What could come out of this that would make you feel like your greenest dream has come true, this event in Montreal?
Well, the demonstration today in Montreal is expected to be the biggest of what of the actions that are happening around the world. The organizers have been talking about 15,000 people for a while. There could be more than that. We think that that would be a success. We think that having these other actions be of significance as they happen would make this all a success. In many ways, this already has been a success because there is a. I was really struck listening to Sharon's song a little earlier. I think there is a spirit of a determined spirit that we are going to keep going on this issue. That we are not going to accept the head in the sand approach, and that's even a mild way to describe it.
That there's really
of this current administration.
That there's really been a beginning to be a change in the climate and the weather. And we just have about 20 seconds left, so just want to mention that Sharon Abreu, the musician for this show, is also in Montreal, and she's going to be out there fiddling while Rome is burning, while the official proceedings take place, and she'll be joined by lots of other people. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Ted Glick, co-founder of USA Join the World, as well as Jennifer Lakey. She's with the World Resources Institute, talking about Fortune 500 companies announcing renewable energy purchases and a new European partnership. We'll be right back.
Same way we look at global warming.